So perhaps it would be a good idea if we lifted ourselves out of the slough of despond now with some more uplifting stories. We've heard in recent editions of Let's Talk about the interesting and unusual things which people collect, and this time is no exception. It all began with three glasses bought by her late mother. But Kathleen Abbott carried on collecting glasses, and now she has more than 250. Here's Judy with Kathleen's story.
They come in many sizes and shapes, says Kathleen Abbott. They take a fair few hours to clean, but when they're all lit up in their special cabinet, they are stunning. This eye-catching collection was started by Kathleen's mum, Nellie Preedy, who bought the first three glasses in the 1960s from an auction lot. Since Nellie's death some 20 years ago, Kathleen has continued her collection and now has more than 250 glasses, all of the same design, but in many different sets and sizes. Kathleen, who now lives in Colchester, but spent 6 years living at Caister near Yarmouth, says the original three glasses were bought by my mum, and they're the largest sized ones you can get. She bought them in a box of china and glass for £1 at the local auction in Clacton. During the course of her lifetime, they came out for Christmas and birthday parties, whether they were used to drink out of or have a nice jelly trifle in, so very useful they were. When her mother died, Kathleen recalls how she took the glasses home and thought she would use them as her mother did. But I realised that at boot sales they were available for about 20p, she says. So she thought, right, I'm going to collect these. Kathleen, who is still a frequent visitor to Norfolk and Suffolk, has been told that the glasses were manufactured in the 1930s and originate from Germany or Austria. The design is of plain glass with amber stems and a gold decoration round the rim. She also has about 20 green-stemmed glasses of the same design. They come in many sizes and shapes, she said. I think roughly to guess there are 20 at least different sizes. In the early days of collecting, you could pick them up in charity shops for under £1, which was a really good buy because the quality of the glass itself is absolutely superb. They are very fine. Kathleen has searched across the country for glasses to add to her collection. Prior to COVID, we would visit charity shops all over England. It was our quest, she says. The furthest away from Essex that Kathleen has managed to find glasses was whilst she was on a Round Britain cruise. We went to a charity shop on Stornoway in the Western Isles, Scotland, and what did we find? Kathleen says glasses. We couldn't believe it. The collection is now displayed in a cabinet bought especially for the purpose about 13 years ago. The cabinet is lit, and at Christmas time we have the lights on, and it is absolutely stunning. The stems glow, the amber of them. They're really amazing. They're as good as a Christmas tree. Once every year they're taken out. They're washed and dried and the cupboard is cleaned. That takes a considerable time because they are so fragile. She says that her son David is frightened of breaking them, but her 10-year-old granddaughter Holly has become her assistant and helps her wash the glasses, a process that Kathleen says takes a few hours. When Kathleen looks at the glasses, they are in memory of her mum, and although her collection has expanded greatly over the years, there's still no doubt which glasses are her favourite. Mum's three, which are the biggest, she says. Despite the work involved in keeping such a large, varied and fragile collection looking its best. Kathleen treasured it, just as her mum treasured her original three glasses. They take looking after, but they're beautiful, she says. They sit in our lounge, and when the lights are on in the cabinet, the amber is picked up by the light, and it's marvellous, absolutely marvellous.
Thank you, Judy. It is fascinating how something as random as buying three glasses can spark a lifetime's obsession.